This meeting of the House Finance Committee will come to order. It is 1:30. Today is Friday, March 29th, 2019. Members present are Representative Tilton, Representative Carpenter, Co-Chair Foster, Representative Merrick, Representative Josephson, Representative Johnston, Representative Ortiz. Thank you so much for joining us on time. I appreciate it. Let the record reflect, we have a quorum to conduct business. Today we will be considering two governor's appointees. Hopefully they're online. So we're going to call in at ease. Back on the record, we've also been joined by Representative Knopp. We now have one of our appointees online, so we're going to start with Ken McCarty, who is calling in for his confirmation hearing for Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority Board of Trustees. Ken, are you online?
I am.
Okay, if you could just please put yourself on the record and tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Ken McCarty from Eagle River, and been here in Eagle River for the past 7 years, and before that in Kodiak for many years, and I've been involved with mental health for all my life here in Alaska. I'm a licensed marital and family therapist. I'm the director of Discovery Cove Recovery and Wellness Center, which we have 9 staff, 7 clinicians, psychiatrists, nurse, and clinical staff. Doing all sorts of mental health things from psychiatric services to psychotherapy to substance abuse to work with people addicted to opiates. I'm very familiar with things throughout the state. I've been involved with RAID Act and speaking all over the state regarding addiction and helping chemical dependent counselors become that, as well as past regulatory board for marital and family therapists for 6 years. And past president of the Alaska Association of Marital and Family Therapists. And currently just very busy here with work in Eagle River, as well as seeing clients throughout the state by teletherapy and as a pilot, being able to fly into areas where people can't easily get out or only by air. Instead of bringing them here, we go out to them and able to serve more people that way.
Okay,
so that's kind of a nutshell of my experience there. And beyond that, I'm just enjoying flying, tennis, and hunting and fishing.
Okay, Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. Is there any questions from the committee? Representative Josephson.
Through the chair, for Ms. McCarty, and Ms. McCarty, can you help me remember the number of members of the board and their designations? That is, and this isn't a quiz. If you don't know that, that's fine, absolutely fine. But I'm just trying to remember, are you vying for a public seat, or what kind of seat is it, and what you know to help me?
Certainly, I'm appointee for a trustee position on the board for the Nepal Trust. As we just actually had a meeting yesterday, so let me, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think there's 7. If I just count their names out, I might be able to get it. I think there's 7.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you, sir, for calling in and for wanting to be on this board. The Finance Committee has reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointee and recommends that the name be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. This does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against this individual during any further sessions for the purposes of confirmation. And with that, we'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork, and we will be forwarding your name, Mr. McCarty. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
We're back in order. We're having a few difficulties with our telephone. That's why we had to do a couple adhesives. So hopefully now we have Mr. Dan Sullivan calling in for the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. Mr. Sullivan, are you online?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'm here.
So if you could please put yourself on the record and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little there.
If you could just tell us about yourself and why you would like to be on this board.
Oh, yes, thank you. Well, Madam Chair, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity. I have been actually serving on the RCA for the last month, so it's been a good learning curve. But I began my career in terms of relevant experience back in 1986 when my company, the Sullivan Group, represented both Marathon Oil and Phillips Petroleum, and much of the work that we did was on statutory and regulatory issues. So certainly got a perspective from the private sector side. From 1999 to 2008, I served on the Anchorage Assembly, and in that capacity, because the city has two regulated utilities, the Anchorage Water and Wastewater Utility and the Municipal Light and Power, certainly interacting with those utilities on a fairly regular basis, but even more so from 2009 to 2015 during my tenure as mayor, where you're essentially the CEO of the city, and that includes the regulated utilities, and we had many interactions dealing with their challenges with regulations and, again, statutory issues. So got a good, level of experience from the public sector side as well. And then from 2003 to 2010, I also served appointed by three different governors to the Alaska Natural Gas Development Authority Board of Directors, which, of course, was the voter-approved gas pipeline project, and extensive work over that seven-year period dealing with everything it takes to build a pipeline and try and make it economical. So the role of the RCA deals with utility rates and pipeline tariffs, and I think I've got the relevant experience to be effective in that role, and I think for the past month or so, I've done so. So with that, I'll gladly take questions, Madam Chair.
Perfect. Are there any questions for Mr. Sullivan?
Thank you.
Representative Ortiz.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan, for being with us today, and you may or may not know I'm a representative from Southern Southeast Alaska, not that familiar with the duties and the things that the Regulatory Commission does. So can you just kind of give me a summary of what that's all about?
Yeah, as I mentioned, utility rates and pipeline tariffs are the main things that the RCA has to deal with on a fairly regular basis. And it includes utilities all over the state and numerous pipelines, not only the ones that affect us here in Cook Inlet, the subsea ones, but everything as big as the TAPS pipeline. So it's pretty comprehensive in terms of what we regulate, and it's really a very valuable agency. Part of it, of course, is the portion from the AG's office, RAPA, that deals with making sure that the public is well served by what the commission is dealing with and protecting, looking out for the consumer.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Seeing none, the Finance Committee has reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointee and recommends that the name be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. This does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against this individual during any further sessions for the purposes of confirmation. Thank you, Mr. Sullivan, for being with us today. We will be forwarding your name to the joint session.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members.
That takes care of our agenda today. Our next House Finance meeting is scheduled for Monday, April 1st, 2019 at 1:30 p.m. Scheduled are HB 106 school bond debt reimbursement, HB 87 liquefied natural gas storage tax credit. Also to note that Joe Riggs has permanently withdrawn from the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority Board of Trustees. He was the other person we were going to hear from, but his name has been removed for consideration. So with that, we are at 1:44 and we are adjourned.